great day, runner up. Yeah, boy, it was a battle, but you guys had some incredible performances today, didn't you?
It was a very, very, very good day. Starting out, we looked like maybe in some of our things that we thought maybe we would qualify in, we didn't get it done, and then we came through in the vault start off. Lenny. Won that event, which was exciting for her. Went 10-8. It wouldn't have mattered because that's auto qualifying. And then kind of a surprise of the day. You know, she's been flirting with this a couple times, and that is Halea Beavers in the high jump. She actually ends up going the 5-1, which is qualifying. But then, because of misses, she ends up winning the event. So that was exciting for us. We scored some extra points there. And then we hit the track, and the exciting thing for the day, I am super happy at the end of the day today, regardless of other things that went on, that both relays made it in at the end. So all three of our relays made it in. The two-mile relay started off with a new meet record. And then we came to the last two events, and we ran second in the 4x1, and we ran second in the 4x4, so that was a great end of the meet. And then on top of that, we're going to have a total of 10 girls, and I haven't quite figured out the events, but most of them are in multiple events, because then you have two of them, Jaylee Walgren and Paige Bortner, that qualified in four events, mm-hmm. two relays and two individual events, Jaylee in both hurdles and Paige in the 4 and the 8, plus the both of them in the 2 mile relay and the mile relay. And then you have Emma Cappell that came back and qualified in the mile on top of her other two relays, and Brecken Gale ran a leg on the 2 mile relay and qualified in the 2 mile.
Great day. A great final district for you, wasn't it?
It was a great final district for me. This is a fun way to end it, a fun way to be happy at the end of a district meet. It's great to do that, and I'm super excited. I got to thank all the coaches and all the athletes and all the parents for all the years that I've done this, and it's just a good, exciting time. Turn it over to a new coach that has a lot of history with the program as an athlete before, so Tara Peterman's going to be the new coach, and that'll be exciting for our team to see what we can do next year when we come back here.